Hi, everybody, how's it going? It is 11:59. So we'll give everybody a few more minutes to get on, but I do want to let anyone know, if you'd like to speak at the public commentary, that you need to indicate that you'd like to do so. You can just put your name in the chat, and then we will call you as we begin the meeting for public commentary. Can I get a roll of the commissioners that are present?
Mike DeMayo, present.
Jack Vrublevsky, present.
Mary Jovanko Garcia, present.
That's it? Okay, we'll give a couple more minutes. Hope everybody's doing well.
Trying to survive Christmas. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, can't believe it's already almost Christmas.
Yeah.
Crazy. We're missing Dr. Mora, Mo. Who else are we missing?
Mo should be here, and he'll probably make it just under the wire, so we give him a minute. And Dr. Mora has messages out. I didn't speak to her personally. I don't know if Mary did, or we'll give her a minute.
Okay, sounds good to me.
I'm gonna try to text Mo as we speak. Don't know if he got caught up somewhere.
Yeah, I thought he said he was in California. I talked to him yesterday. I don't, he might have been in California? Maybe the time change? Or maybe he's back, I don't know.
Might have caught him. As long as technology is working, we should be in good shape.
Yeah.
We'll try to get another message out to Dr. Mora as well.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, so it looks like Mo's on board in about 2 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
He didn't say where he was, but at least he'll have a connection, so.
At least he'll be here. Yeah, I thought he said he was in California, but maybe he was referring to he was in California. I don't know. I'm jealous if he is or was there.
Well, we've been pretty mild over here, so we don't have too much to complain about just yet.
Yeah, I think they said this weekend we might get some snow, potentially, so we'll see. It's nice to make it through without using the snow plowing contract as long as we can.
Little snow on Christmas Eve, that'll do the trick.
Yeah, I agree. And then like back to warm.
I think the older I get, the less I want to deal with snow.
Oh, totally.
Do we have anybody signed up for the public commentary portion of the meeting?
We do not. But if anybody would like to speak, please indicate you would like to do so in the chat. Nothing yet. And just so everybody knows, it should have announced it when you entered, but the meeting is being recorded per our rules. Can you guys see the agenda?
You know what? I have it printed out and it just came up on screen.
Oh, okay, cool.
Amy, is it possible to resend the link for the meeting to Mo just in case he got stuck trying to sign in?
Sure, no problem. No, that's not him. Never mind. Well, I'm going to stop sharing this for a second so I can do that.
I just resent the link as well, so hopefully he gets that if he's stuck.
Okay. Yeah, I just emailed it to him as well. We do need one of them to join to have a quorum. We don't have anything really to vote on other than the minutes, which we could, you could do at the next meeting if that could be done then. It's up to you guys. If you want to get started, we can, and we could just hold off on the approval of minutes unless until he joins, or you could just table that to the next meeting and the financial report.
Procedurally, can we start the meeting without a quorum?
You can start the meeting. You just can't vote on anything, but we can have the meeting without a quorum.
I'm fine if the other commissioners are fine as well.
I'm fine with that.
Yes, please proceed. This is Jack.
Okay. There isn't anybody that would like to speak. I'll ask one more time. If you want to speak, please indicate so. Otherwise, why don't we wait on the approval of minutes and the financial reports until we have somebody else. Oh, Mo is calling me. Hold on one second. He's calling my, hang on one second, guys. Okay, Moses.
Mo, welcome aboard.
Everybody, thank you so much for waiting on me, and I love to be on time, but it didn't work out today, so I hope everyone's doing well and healthy. How are you guys doing?
Very good. So I think we're ready for Mary to open the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Call the meeting to order, and the meeting of the SSA number 28 Commission is called to order. Pursuant to the applicable law and our determination that attendance by remote means is necessary because an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent due to the declared public health disaster caused by COVID-19. This meeting is conducted by video conference.
Wonderful. Okay. We don't have anybody for public comments, so we can proceed to the approval of the minutes from our last meeting.
And Amy, do we need to have a roll call now that we're actually...
I already put it down. I already have everybody down, but because you guys
fine. All
good. Already have everybody. I've got Mike, Jack, Mary, and Mo.
Perfect.
You guys should have all reviewed the minutes prior to this, but they're on the screen if you need to look again. We would need a motion to approve.
If commissioners have had a chance to review the minutes, this is Mike DeMeo. Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
This is Mike. I approve.
Good.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, great. There we go. Let's move on to the financial report. Where did it go? There we go. Can you guys all see that?
We have it.
You got it? Okay.
It's not on the screen, but we printed out, yeah.
Oh, hold on a second. I can share it on the screen. Is that up there for you now?
It is.
Okay, cool. Just some highlights to tell you. We've been doing pretty well with our property tax collection. I've been talking with other SSA managers, and everybody seems to be rather impressed that people are still paying their taxes despite all the troubles that we've been experiencing. So we're on track as far as that goes. We're about the same as we were last year, so that's good news. Expenses, as far as they go, everything is status quo. You know, as we know, we didn't spend very much in events or anything like that this year, but all of our public way contracts are underway. Everything's still going. Snow just started in November, but we haven't had any, so that's great. If anybody has any specific questions, let me know.
Amy, it's Mike. Just one specific question. In the last meeting, we were talking about CDOT and a maintenance agreement for the trellis, well, the three of them. Obviously, as we drive by, we could see that there's blue tape left around the bases, and it looks like they just, like, suddenly stopped and never came back. Do we have any backstory to what's going on?
They're still working on them. So the tape had to stay there so that they could set the paint because of the coldness of the weather. So they will be back, and they will finish those up. That will be done before the end of the year is what's anticipated. They should be. They might be out there today, actually.
Is it under a maintenance line somewhere? I didn't see it on the actual printout that you just...
It is under... We haven't paid for all of it yet. They haven't sent me the invoice yet, so I don't think it's on here yet because we haven't paid for it.
Okay. Was there a deposit or anything paid up to this point?
There was a deposit paid by the Six Corners Association. They paid the deposit because they had money from last year, so they paid the deposit for it.
Okay, so it's not going to show up on this profit and loss?
No.
Okay.
No, it won't come up on that one. But they will be finished with those soon. And other than that, there's... garbage collection's been going. The irrigation is done for the season. The irrigation people have given me all the caps, so we have those here. Those will go back in next spring to irrigate the rose bushes and the trees on Irving. And that is about it, unless anybody has any other questions.
It's Mike again, just one more. Under streetscape elements, is this where we would find like the benches that have been installed? We had a number of benches that have been delivered and mounted.
Those were paid for like 3 years ago.
Okay.
So those are not on here. Streetscape elements, hang on one second. Let me pull it up. Streetscape elements. $5,100. I need to pull up my actual file to see that. If you want to bear with me, I can log in and I can tell you exactly what that is.
That's up to you. I had a more general question. If we had the benches delivered and installed, and you know, typically we get the version of the benches that have the center divider so that it kind of prohibits somebody who just wanted to lay across the bench, mainly obviously as a deterrent to homeless in particular. I noticed that these were not. These were traditional benches. Has anybody, you know, walked the boundary just to see what was delivered? I don't know if that's your responsibility or the people that delivered to see, but I'm assuming that was done in error.
So we walk the SSA every day to see what's going on. Those benches were ordered 2 or 3 years ago. I didn't work here then. I have no idea why the previous commission would have chosen those benches, but that's what they chose.
Okay, and then that was my curiosity, because we've always, prior to this, ordered the other version just as a deterrent. So I didn't know if another commission had already approved that or if that was a mistake. So is it worth pursuing with the vendor to see whether there was a mistake made on the delivery?
I can look, but I'm pretty sure that that's what they ordered.
Okay.
But I can look. I'm happy to research it.
Sure, appreciate it.
I mean, we've had these in storage for over 2 years, so I don't know what they would do about them.
Yeah, as far as recourse at this point.
Yeah, they've been in storage because they were awaiting permits from CDOT, which took forever. Not fun. But I'll look into it for you. Any other questions?
Good.
No? Motion to approve the financials?
Mike DeMayo, motion to approve.
I motion to approve, Marcello.
No. All in favor?
Aye.
Ready?
Aye.
Thank you. Does anybody have any new business that you'd like to discuss?
Maybe a couple of agenda items for the next meeting. If we can add an agenda line to review the actual bylaws of the association, and prior to that, if we could get the template that the city uses, just for some comparison, as we, you know, move into a new year, we'd like to, you know, possibly address some issues there.
SSA bylaws?
I'm sorry?
You'd like the SSA bylaws?
Correct.
Okay.
Our bylaws, and then the template that the city, produces.
Okay.
So I'd like to just have an agenda item for the next meeting just to discuss, you know, the bylaws.
Okay.
And then what we could do is we could put a little checklist and hopefully distribute that, so everybody can have an idea of, you know, what some of those items we want to discuss.
You guys also need to set a meeting schedule for 2021 of when you'd like to meet.
Do we do the entire year at one time, or do we just set a meeting date for first quarter of next year?
Typically you do the whole year. Typically in a normal year, you guys would meet like quarterly. You can meet as much or as little as you want. Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, the commission needs to meet at least twice a year, I believe, per the city. Is that correct?
Minimum quarterly.
Minimum is quarterly. Okay.
Mark, do we have any... I apologize, Amy. Mark, do we have any guidance regarding being able to meet in person versus Zoom going into the first and second quarter of next year? Anything projected?
Until further notice, it's by Zoom.
By Zoom, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, I guess if you don't want to set the whole year right now, you guys could just set your first quarter meeting, and then we can do the rest. You could do the rest at that meeting if that's preferable.
This is Jack. In my opinion, this would be much better if we send this first quarter because who knows what situation will develop with the coronavirus.
Agreed. I have no problems with that. If we can, let's, you know, obviously with the holidays, everything else, I would imagine January and weather and other items, maybe we just look for some time in February. So if everybody can check their February calendar, maybe we can just pick a date that's comfortable.
This is Jack again. I just got one request. I like to have the same time. You know, noon is best for me because we have obligation.
Yeah, and is Wednesday typically the best day of the week?
I think it's a good idea to keep it Wednesday. This way we're like kind of reminded.
Consistency, you
know,
sure.
Everyone, you know, I think it's a good idea to keep it Wednesday.
I realize we have a lot of travel restrictions, but if everybody can check February, Wednesdays would be 3, 10, 17, and 24. I would, you know, suggest maybe something the 17th or the 24th as we get a little deeper into the year and, you know, things may be a little bit more clear regarding COVID going forward. Any objections scheduling-wise, vacations, anything else?
I think the 24th sounds decent, if it's okay with everyone.
I'm good with the 24th as well.
24th is good for me too.
Okay, so I will note that February 24th is the next meeting at noon on Zoom, unless we get some other, something changes. And then I will also add to the agenda that you will set the remainder of 2021 schedule on that, at that meeting.
And then as far as the deadline to add any agenda items, obviously we could do that via email. And then obviously we have our typical notice regarding open meetings. Is that a fair statement or does it have to be set right now?
No, it doesn't need to be set right now. The agenda needs to be posted at least 2 weeks prior. Mm-hmm. Personally, I like to post it a little sooner than that just because of transparency and it's just easier. But 2 weeks is when it needs to be posted. So typically I would send you guys an email 2 weeks ahead of time or more than that, 3 weeks, asking you for agenda items to submit them. And then we post the agenda online 2 weeks prior to the meeting.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna mark my calendar to plan on, you know, confirming, you know, an agenda list, you know, by the 31st of January. So that's virtually a full month ahead of time. So
yeah, that would be a good idea.
Very good.
Sounds good, everyone. I'm sorry for the delay today. Next time I'll make sure I make it on time.
No, not a problem. I'd like to wish everybody happy holidays, be safe, and a motion to adjourn.
Thank Mark, you. Mary, do you have anything to add? Do you guys have anything you want to add today? Just real quick.
No, not really. Just everyone have a wonderful, happy, healthy holiday also.
Thank you. Mark Roshan, anything to add?
Just as far as scheduling for in the new year, so everybody knows that the budget ordinance is going to be heard at the Economic Development Committee coming up on Monday. We are in discussions with the mayor's office and the aldermen regarding the service provider for next year. We hope to have that resolved very soon. And I just want to assure everybody that DPD will be working through the transition, however it works out, with the end of the year. And a note for your scheduling, either however this works out, there will be new contracts to enter into. So you may want to consider having to meet in January to approve any contracts.
Do we have to follow an open meetings rule, or is that something that we can, I hate to use the term autopilot, but take an existing contract for snow removal as an example and then just renew the one?
Well, you could consider doing that for the selection of the vendor, but it would all have to be discussed at an open meeting. So just everybody needs to stand by and just be ready. We'll have a clearer idea, I think, after next week And we'll advise Amy accordingly, and she'll be in touch with you guys.
Very good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. Thank you. It's been nice working with you. I'm not sure that I will see you again, so I will communicate anything that I get, but it's been very nice to know you all, and I live in the neighborhood, so I hope to still see you guys.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Amy. Thank
you so motion much. To adjourn. We had a motion. Mike, you made one. Anybody second?
I second it. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. We are done. 12:26. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.